Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Town Hall brings together experts to showcase united fight against federal overreach. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Governor Mark Gordon hosted a town hall in Gillette, bringing together state, local, and private sector leaders to discuss the Biden administration's federal overreach affecting Wyoming's core industries and land management on Tuesday afternoon. The governor, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, state agency directors, and industry leaders detailed the adverse impacts of the administration's rulemaking and Wyoming's countermeasures, which include legal challenges and congressional actions. Gordon announced an additional $800,000 allocation for the Attorney General to prepare for a legal challenge against the Buffalo Resource Management Plan, supplementing the $300,000 recently allocated to the Wyoming Energy Authority for contesting EPA rules on coal-fired power plants. Gordon emphasized the importance of Wyoming's core industries, oil, gas, grain, and coal, to the state's economy and future. Senator Lummis criticized the Biden administration's regulations for hindering Wyoming's ranchers, business owners, and landowners. Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality Director Todd Parfit highlighted the overwhelming number of new EPA rules and the lack of engagement with state agencies, which has led to increased litigation. Wyoming Game and Fish Director Brian Nesvik discussed the agency's input on federal regulations and emphasized the state's success in managing the greater sage-grouse to avoid its endangered species listing. Other panelists, including Pete Obermuller from the Wyoming Petroleum Association and James Young from the National Mining Association, spoke on the negative impact of the Biden administration's rules on Wyoming's oil, gas, and coal industries. Governor Gordon concluded by affirming the state's commitment to defending its economy, jobs, and future. At least 250 people attended the town hall meeting at the Gillette College Tech Center. Passionate residents from Gillette, including local and state elected officials, gave comments and posed questions to the governor. Federal committee recommends renaming Devil's Tower to Bear Lodge. The Reconciliation and Place Names Committee, a federal subcommittee, has recommended renaming Devil's Tower in Wyoming to Bear Lodge, the name used by American Indians before it was called Devil's Tower. According to Cowboy State Daily, this recommendation follows a June meeting and urges the Secretary of Interior, Deb Haaland, to act on the proposal, bypassing President Biden if necessary. The renaming has been a contentious issue, with local residents feeling overlooked. Wyoming State Senate President Ogden Driscoll and others opposed the change, citing the monument's historical significance. Driscoll said for them to pick Bear Lodge is just as wrong as it is to have Devil's Tower. Those 20 tribes all have different names for the tower. To pick one tribe over another tribe for the name, known nationwide and forever as Devil's Tower, is disingenuous and wrong. It makes no sense to offend one group to acquiescence to another group. The committee claims to have support from over 20 tribes. There is also ongoing opposition from Wyoming's congressional delegation, including Senator Cynthia Lummis. The committee has identified other geographic features with potentially derogatory names, but no new names have been suggested for those features. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.